Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Bruh, Buttermilk got 1 foot out the door. He's full.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The text of this.
Hate Kentucky.
And James Strebel.
The bump.
Same
got
texter.
The bum bump.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He's 8-3. That bum squad is 6-5. You go out and lose to that dork, then else he's going to go, he just lost to Louisville? Ugh. An ACC team, his biggest rival? Ugh.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Hour, as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Oh, I bet they've been busy today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet they've been busy
all week long
today.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. They got all the beer, wine, spirits. Evergreen has that great craft beer selection. You can find them online. They are delivering right now. Cox'sLouisville.com. And I just flipped on Arkansas-Missouri football. Of course, Mighty Missouri was the pinnacle, if you will, of Kentucky football season.
Right.
And my guy Tyler Beatty's already got 100 yards. It's not even halftime yet. Oh, my.
And he got a face mask flag, too.
He's balling. That's what he did because he's aggressive. He doesn't fumble. He doesn't get to the two and fumble like somebody I know. Does C-Rod fumble inside the five tomorrow?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No. He's also
does
on
C-Rod
a six,
fumble?
He's also on a, does, yeah, he'll does, fumble, does but he, not inside the five.
Does he fumble, and do they lose the fumble? Look at Beatty carry people, man. This dude's a beast.
He's on a 6-5
Look at
football
him.
Team.
Yeah,
he's on a 6-5 football
He's going to be 7-5 you're going to be 8-4.
No, we're going to be 9-3. He's going to be 6. No, he's going to be 6-6.
He's one game away.
After this game, he's going to be 6-6. A beast. Look at Drinkwitz. That bum. Drinkwitz a bum. Are you going to make any jokes about Sam Pittman the way he did Mullen? Oh, may the force be with you. He's going to do that. No, he's not. He's going to take this L. He's going to be 6-6, and Missouri sucks, and they're going to keep sucking as long as he's a coach there, and Tyler Beatty's going to transfer to Kentucky.
He'll probably go pro.
Either of them
or Kentucky needs him.
Yeah, I'd take him. I'd take him right now.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
You take one of the best backs in the SEC right
he's
now.
He's a good back.
He's one of the best backs.
He's a good back. He's a good back. I don't think he's one of the best backs. He's a very good back. If he's the best back, he'd be on a better team than this. I mean, back in the day, they would just give, Barry Sanders the ball. And he carried the entire team. Tyler Beatty ain't about that.
Texas says, I should have asked you, how about them Cowboys for a fantasy eliminator? Why pivoted away to the Bills yesterday?
Andy did some research.
Well, no, CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah,
I was waiting for CeeDee Lamb. No,
yeah.
Specifically CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, and once you got that news.
Once I got that, I moved to the Bills because I knew they were going to win.
And you're still alive.
And I'm still alive.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep, there
Texas
you go.
Texas says those UK bums are getting off the bus now at the Marriott downtown.
Go egg their bus. How about that? Show them what Louisville fans are all about. They're ready. They're going to get the good night's sleep. Wake up in the morning. Hand out work. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, two things quickly. 437-9680. We talked before the break in mixtape coming up in a half an hour. We talked during the break about. Let me go back. This is both Kentucky and Louisville.
Okay.
Here is the beauty and the crappiness of all of this, okay?
All right.
Everyone that we've talked to, including logical people, John Hale and Ty Spalding last hour, and I think you guys, to a certain extent, have either said this or you agree with it. I have said it. I have said things like it. And to a core, I agree with it. The beauty of this and what people struggle with sports is the sample size.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of it. the other side of it, okay,
all right,
are the things that we will then say negatively. John Hale was on with us at 4:15 today, and he makes the point, and he's right, that this Kentucky team, while being different and better and more dynamic and having Wandell and Levis and whatever it may be, okay, with Liam Cohen, that does matter. It matters for recruiting. You see that they have built offensively around recruiting because Mark Stoops, until recently, did not believe in getting Barry and Brown.
No.
Okay, I'm using him as an example, okay?
Right.
But we have said, and John Hale mentioned it, that if they lose the game, this season mimics last season. Again, I agree with it. And so 60 minutes of football against a team that your fan base doesn't really respect at all,
yeah,
okay, is going to make or break a season to where the teams you really did care about. Look at Beatty, by the way. Look at him. Oh, he's running. Look at him.
Running to losses.
Oh, no, don't be hurt. All right, get up.
No, he's all right.
Oh, he's durable.
Okay.
He plays all the time. Right. Yeah, he doesn't get those secret stats.
Did he beat Kentucky?
Huh?
Did he beat Kentucky?
Well, I mean, he did great.
No, he did great?
Yeah, he did great.
He did all right.
Well, his team brought him down.
His team brought him down. He had no part of that. He's not a part of the team. He's
no, he's
person.
Perfect. He's
oh, okay.
Football Jesus.
But he lost that.
Beatty.
He lost that game.
Beatty Jesus.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Tyler Jesus
Beatty. I
want
to make sure that C-Rod actually got the win and he didn't.
Yes.
Did
C-Rod fumble in that game?
I know he won.
Twice.
Did he win?
On the goal line.
That's right. That's the game.
But did he win?
He tried.
Did he come out with a dub?
It sounds like he had Missouri in the points. It sounds like C-Rod had Missouri in the points.
I'd rather fumble and win.
Well, you'll see it tomorrow.
And then that's fine as long as they win. I don't care. I'd rather fumble and win than run for 150 yards and lose. Because that's what Beatty does. He runs for 150 yards and then he loses.
Anyway.
Good for him.
I'll just finish this thought quickly. And then we'll do fun stuff and we won't do sports talk radio. But I think Kentucky fans are willing to say, if you lose this game against our rival, a team we don't respect in any way, you still have a chance to get a 9-win season and it's not going to be good enough. And then you win. You get into a better bowl game. The mood is so different. Mm-hmm. Okay, that it's one game. To me, I would offer it's not just one game. It will be brought in the Mississippi State game, the Tennessee game, and let's be honest, Kentucky not being ready nor sharp in the Georgia game. Look at Beatty go. Look at him down the sideline. Dude's going to have 200 odds of holding
call. No flag. Go back, Beatty. March on back, Beatty. Again, that's what you do. That's what you get for picking to play for Dinky Wits. You're on a crap team.
Well, I think
you're
a probably good player. I think he was probably the last coach. Whoever that buffoon was.
Oh, it was
the guy with the sweatshirt. The guy with the sweatshirt.
Pinkle? No, what? Pinkle?
No, not Pinkle. It was a guy. Odom.
Barry Odom. Yes, Barry Odom.
That's a hold. So it's like, but Kentucky fans are willing to do that, and that is the beautiful part. Is you win that, the elation you get, and if you lose that, how it's going to change a narrative of people going back to last year, of actually looking at some of the Mark Stoops numbers, and then you talk about maybe losing staff, you talk about all the different things that do happen in the offseason. Do you lose a recruit or two? And that's going to be a conversation 100 times more if they lose the game. A 60-minute game, even though it's more, we understand that.
Sure.
A 60-minute game, it's beautiful and terrifying all at the same time. It's why these coaches, A, get paid a lot of money, and it's why they're scared bleepless right now. On the Louisville side, I mean, we're talking about the validation of the last few weeks. If Louisville wins, it is going to be it's going to be the pinnacle of the Scott Satterfield era. It's going to mean in the same year you have had the lowest point and what I would consider on Saturday would be then the pinnacle of Louisville football under Scott Satterfield in 3 years. It's going to mean in the regular season you're a game behind. And whether we agree with it or not with the recruiting classes, it's going to look like, because of 60 minutes, it's going to look like you have closed that gap to big bad Kentucky that has had the recruiting classes, that has put some guys in the NFL, and all of that. It just, I throw that out there because it's beautiful and it's the dumbest thing we could potentially ever do.
Yeah.
Is make 60 minutes mean that much, but it absolutely
it tips
does.
The scales.
Does. Kentucky fan, when next week, if Kentucky wins on Saturday, we're not talking and wondering about, hey, could somebody decommit? Mm-hmm. We're not having the laughing conversation of Music City Bowl.
Right.
Music City Bowl, bleep off.
Right.
Okay.
We don't want that.
We're talking about this. I mean, if they win, you know how people are going to talk about him. 9-3, go win 10 games. It's another damn good season for Mark Stoops.
Another good
if
bowl
you
game.
Lose,
yep.
All of that is washed away.
Yep.
This season that showed promise means nothing.
It's collapsed.
It is totally. And by the way, it did collapse.
Yeah, 100%.
If after the bye, you beat New Mexico State and Vanderbilt.
You lose four out of your last six.
Yeah, the last almost 2 months has been an embarrassment.
Yep.
And that's where we are. I think in some places on the football field, Louisville's not closed the talent gap that much. But we are about to find out, on the flip side, if Louisville loses, the validation is not going to be there, and it's going to set up, I mean, really, I believe this, it's going to set up Scott Satterfield coaching for his job next year.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And I think this game has a ton to do with that. I really do. That's how much is on this stupid 60-minute football game on Saturday.
And this is why I like the game being the final game of the season. I know Pat Forty was on with us Wednesday.
Well, no one agrees with you on that.
No, that's fine. They don't have to. But if it's at the beginning of the season, we've already forgotten about it. We've moved on. This game being at the end of the year the way it is holds so much more material. It matters more. The consequences for both of these teams, the final game of the season, are exacerbated because this is it. This is the final game of the regular season. That's why this game belongs as the last game of the season, and I'll die on that hill.
Okay.
Because if this game's the first game of the season, we ain't talking about it.
I'm not passionate about it either way.
I love it being the last game.
Lamar Jackson, what's it, the five-year anniversary of Lamar Jackson fumbling?
Yep.
And we talked about
it
in Orange
matters,
Bowl.
Man.
I mean, that it has been 5 years since the game has meant this. We missed a game to COVID. We know the Bobby Petrino year, what happened. We know
right.
what happened 2 years ago. And I'm not diminishing that. Kentucky beat up on them. But, you know, that I think for me, Stoops losing would create anger,
yes.
Okay. Satterfield losing, yes, there would be anger, and it would be
it's more apathy.
It would be not be a to me it'd be a deflating conversation because
yeah.
especially if you lost 38-20, right?
Right,
and Kentucky looked much better. It would be a deflating situation. I actually happen to think if Louisville were to lose close and then go win a bowl game, he still could capture some of that heading in. Not like he normally
yeah.
would. Louisville fans are they're wanting to buy in here.
They are. They're trying their hardest.
They're trying their hardest to buy in that this is going to happen.
They're trying so hard. They're trying to make, and, you know, I beat this drum, you know, going back over a week now. They're trying so hard that they're finding ways to make Syracuse and Duke matter more than it does. That's what's going on here. They want to buy in so bad, but in the back of their minds, they know. They know it's Satterfield. They know his MO by now. They've had plenty of data points on Scott Satterfield. So as much as they want to buy in, they know his story. They know how he coaches. They know he puckers up late in games. They know that he's not this offensive savant that they all want him to be unless the opponent sucks.
Here's how I
mean,
I think
that's been the MO of Scott
here's
Satterfield.
Here's how I think it ends. I think because I have Kentucky winning by one. I think Kentucky goes down and scores really late.
Yeah.
Louisville leads in the fourth quarter. Kentucky goes down scores really late. Louisville moves the ball. What's the game that they ended by missing a field goal?
Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia, yeah.
It has a very Virginia-like similar
finish.
Feeling to Virginia.
That's kind of how I feel. I don't think it'll be a one-point win. I think it'll be more of like a 5-6-point win. But I think Louisville will have a chance late in the fourth quarter, and it's going to be the same damn. And Louisville fans act like it's only been this season that the games have ended like this for Louisville. Oh, no, 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 no. Go back last year and the year before. You have plenty of
data
points.
Well, not the year
points.
Before, but last year, yes.
No, the year before, too.
No, the year before, they won late. All the close games late.
No, you're right. You're right. They did. They did. But you take last year and this year, and you put it all together. His first year was the anomaly. That was because he still had Bobby's guys. Bobby's guys are gone. All the Bobby Petrino stuff is out of here. This is Satterfield. This is his identity. And you will be reminded of it again, Sunday morning when you wake up with your eggs and bakey all cooked for you, or your Pop-Tarts and milk, or whatever you have for
you
your breakfast.
You wake up and have your breakfast all cooked for you? Look at you.
No, I don't.
Shout
I'm just saying,
out to you.
No, I don't. People out there. But you'll be eating your breakfast, your Frosted Flakes or whatever it is, and you're going to be looking at your laptop or you'll be looking at your phone, and it'll be cards lose again, and you'll be reminded that this is what Scott Satterfield does. And as long as he's your coach, you'll be all right. You'll be okay. You'll have some feel-good moments thrown in here or there,
you're killing me.
All out of the once in a while. But then you'll lose to Virginia again. Then you'll lose to Wake Forest again. You'll be like, damn, this is our coach. This is our identity. We're a 6-7 win football team, and that's it. And you just had to sit in it, and you either figure it out, and Vince Tyree has to make a move next year. Or you sit in it again and again and again like a broken record. He's nice. He's a sensible salad. Maybe a little dressing on it. Maybe a boiled egg or two. Maybe that's like maybe
Are
a little
you
bacon
almost
bit.
Done. I
but
mean,
that's
oh
what he is. And they're going to have to come to that realization again. Buy in. Go, please put all your chips for Satterfield. I want you to do that. Unlike you all with your fake have Stoops coach forever. I believe in this. I believe that Scott Satterfield is not a good football coach at this level. He's fine at wherever he wants to go after Louisville. App State, go back home, whatever you want to do. But at the Power 5 level, he is not built for it. He is not built for it. Lane Kiffin spanked his butt.
You have so much. You have too much on the line.
I don't have
Honestly,
any. Honestly, no,
you
don't.
And Blankenbaker have too much on the line.
He's got way more than I have on the line.
I would agree with that, but you are running your mouth.
Yes,
you
have, I believe
if,
these things,
if
Andy.
I know you do, but if they lose this game, Monday's going to be a mess.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the text line's going to make you furious on Monday.
Yeah, I know.
The text line is going to make you furious.
I don't think Satterfield's a good coach, and I don't think he gets good talent. Those two things are true. I don't think their talent's very good outside of Malik Cunningham and some of their receivers, and I don't think he's a very good football coach, especially late
games. But
that's
what Kentucky can't stop, is a quarterback and their wide receivers.
We'll see tomorrow. I mean, there's a big difference between what Tennessee has and what Mississippi State has compared to what Louisville has.
Who has the most on the line? Blank?
Oh, it's got to be Blank. It has to. I'm number two.
Are you number two?
I think I'm number two. Because I think Romich has put himself in a spot where he's in a good place because he's been beating the Jeff Rom drum for a long time.
Yeah, but he's flip-flopped back a couple times.
That saves him. His flip-floppery has saved him.
Jack.
Yes.
Jack, what are you doing?
Did you just read the text?
What are you doing right now? Jack just texted me.
What did he say?
Is she on the line?
Oh, no.
Jack, is she on the line?
Yep.
Is caller Emily on the line?
Man.
Not the Friday
not
before
the
Governor's
Cup. Governor's
Cup
Eve.
Grab the Busch Light. Here we go. Caller Emily in here on a Friday edition of The Take. Emily, it's good to hear your voice. How are you? And a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you, Andy. Daddy, are you gobbling till you wobble?
I'm not there's no goblin. I ate a turkey last night.
No, you're supposed to ask me what that means, and I tell you that I'll show you.
No, well, I...
it's okay, I'll show you anyway.
The gobble's the sound a turkey makes. That's all that is.
Sure.
It's all the gobble I know.
Gobble's the sound
it's all
a turkey makes.
I'll gobble. I tell you this every year. I'm ready to gobble anytime you're ready.
Well, Emily, we haven't heard from you in a couple months. Your man's been—he's been very lonely lately. To be quite honest.
Oh, Daddy, I'm not lonely. I have plenty of people to keep me company. I've got a wife and kids.
I was trying to give Daddy space, but I think I gave him too much space. Daddy, I didn't mean to hurt you.
You didn't hurt. I'm fine. I'm not easily hurt. I have very strong. Insides. I'm not hurt at all. I'm okay. I'm fine.
I miss you, Daddy.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. I hope you're well. How are you doing? Do you have a nice Thanksgiving? Do you eat some
I had a great one.
Pumpkin pie?
I took
corn?
A pumpkin pie shot. Pumpkin spice shot for every thanks I had to give, and the biggest and final one was the thanks I have for you.
Well, you don't have
and
to be
believe me,
for,
I was
I'm
pretty
lame.
Drunk
you
by
don't
the
like
end
me.
There.
Huh? I'm sorry, I missed
the last
part.
I was pretty drunk by the end there.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you had
well,
fun.
So were you. You were intoxicated
last night
as well.
I had some bourbon. I was watching some basketball, some football, but... You don't
Daddy,
have to be thankful for me. There's nothing. I don't do anything.
I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful that I can help you get excited for this game.
Oh, you don't have to get me excited.
Oh,
I'm already raring to go. I'm okay.
I bet you are.
Yeah, I'm good to go, Emily. Are you going to watch it tomorrow?
I know, Daddy. I know you're good to go.
Are you watching tomorrow? Where are you watching?
Oh, you tell me where I'm watching.
No, I'm going to be – I got to be at the studio.
He's
going to
be at
Jason
the alley.
Hicks in the alley.
He's going to be at the alley.
Justin Jeffries and all these people.
Just meet me – look, Daddy, just meet me in the alley. You and I've got it. I'll show you what it means to gobble till you wobble and have some pumpkin spice shooters, and we'll figure out what happens.
This is too sweet.
What happens in the alley stays in the alley.
I don't know.
Or on the text line.
Look, I'm not the main attraction of the alley. I'm not. There's a lot of things going on. I'm just a bystander.
I know, baby, because I am. And you got to come see me. I'll see you there.
I'll say hello.
All right, Emily. We'll see you later.
Bye,
have a
Emily.
Good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, start working on my Christmas gift, honey.
Oh, don't.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, there we go.
God, the kissy.
We'll call her Emily on a Friday.
Ugh. Oh, that hurt. Man, I was on a roll. And she called in and derailed. Like, I was feeling good. Now I'm...
That was perfectly timed.
No, now I'm second-guessing myself. I lost all my confidence.
Wait, what do you mean you're second?
No, I'm sinking. I'm out. I don't feel good. I don't do anything.
I don't feel good.
It didn't help. I was feeling. I don't feel good in general now. I was feeling good about the. It's nothing to do with the football game. It's all personal.
I'm not even looking at the text line.
I know it's terrible. It's insulting. I don't. How does a word like
people said I have strong insides
so,
at one point?
I don't even know what I was referring to. I blacked out. I don't even remember what
but
you
I
said.
But I actually agree with that.
With
you
what?
Do. You can crush 20 Busch Lights and wake up and like teach school or write the quickies tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll write the quickies tomorrow. But I don't even remember what she said. I just don't know why a word like. Never mind. I'm just going
to
stop.
Are we back to calling them the quickies again?
No.
It's been mandated.
Disappointing.
It is
disappointing.
What?
I don't know why.
Cowardice.
It is cowardice.
Honestly.
I don't know why the quickies has been taken away. Everyone liked it.
Texas says gobble.
I hate that. Now I don't like that word. Like, there's like
Texas says LMAO. Strebel said he had strong insides.
Strong material. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm referring to.
Texas says this guy fumbles more than C-Rod when Emily calls in. Texas says the caller Emily curse, his whole world is upside down right now.
Actually, I think when she calls that they win. I'm going to tell myself that.
Texas says Emily coming through yet again in the clutch. Texas says Strebel does not have strong insides.
I do.
What a great way for Jack Grossman started today filling in for Dan Issel and Mike Pratt.
He did, with The Process.
With a douchey guy named The Process. He then saved the first hour of the V-Show.
Yeah.
Cut the mixtape.
It's been an eventful day.
He has no voice. And then his day ends with the mixtape and Caller Emily.
Yeah. What a great day for Jack.
If only I had a voice, that would make today perfect.
I was feeling so good. I thought I had a great rant. I thought I had...
It hurts to watch up close.
I
feel like I'm off right now. He feels like he's off.
Yeah.
Jack, I'm off right now. Like, I don't know where to go. Texas says, my God, the vetoes.
Yeah, I get flustered. What do you want me to do? That's how I react. I stutter.
Only then.
That's when it gets bad. I'm sweating.
But you were a ladies' man.
No,
I'm not a ladies' man anymore.
You had
a lady that you emailed and said, I'm coming home.
Well, she
you took
emailed
her to
me
Churchill.
Too.
I know,
it
but
wasn't
you guys,
one-sided.
Yeah.
It was. Maybe she was a, how do you, like a man's lady. I don't know what the reverse is of that.
Oh, man, I have no idea what he said.
I don't know. Like a ladies' man, would you be a like a man's lady? I don't know.
You got nothing right now.
I got nothing.
You're done.
I'm done.
We had to take a break because you're done.
I'm sunk like a stone.
He's soaked
in the Ohio
right now.
River.
Are you sweating?
I am,
Did
yes.
you take the vest off?
Yes, I had to.
Oh, my God. The vest is off.
The vest is off. There's sweat
what,
on my
what
upper
UK
lip.
T-shirts are on underneath
no,
the vest?
No, it's not a T-shirt. It's a long-sleeve shirt.
We talked about that earlier, but
it's
Jack was daydreaming.
Yeah, the champion shirt.
Talking
yeah.
to Nick Valmano right, so about thought, the
I
bonus
it,
hour.
All right, so I thought it was a champion T-shirt instead of
no,
a champion
it's
long-sleeve
a,
shirt.
No, it's a long-sleeve shirt. It's very musty. It's like it's got the old-school Wildcat on it, not the new Wildcat.
Oh, so the good lady. Wildcat.
The good Wildcat.
Texter says, I'm not lonely. I have a wife and kids.
Yeah.
I do love how you give the bona fides immediately.
I have to.
That's always my favorite thing, Jack, how he gives the bona fides immediately. I don't think there's anything in my life, and Jack, I don't know if there's anything in your life, that like if something is said that you have to give the bona fides about, right?
That's,
like,
yeah.
Where you have to tell people that, hey, this is what I'm about.
I have to set the record straight.
You have to set the record straight before it needs to be set straight.
Yes, absolutely.
Is what you do.
Fire out of the gate with that. I can't neglect it. Then I look negligent.
Texas says Dribble said he had strong insides while crapping his pants on the outside.
I didn't do that.
Jack, let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break on the other end. I'll tell you more about BJ Heating and Cooling. We'll get to the mixtape, and we'll get you into your Governor's Cup weekend, your Thanksgiving Day weekend. We'll do that next here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We're taking your thoughts on Joey Votto. Fred, go ahead.
And James Strebel.
My thoughts are, death to Floyd Street, Loserville sucks, you bums and blanker chip L's down, you chump of a chump. Booyah!
The booyah got me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm doing all right.
Texas says Big Vito crumbling under the pressure.
Yeah, I crumbled. There's no hiding from
As
that.
N said, you had strong insides, yet a pita cracker nearly killed you. Multiple about Peter. 6 months ago.
Multiple Peter crackers. More is more than one.
It's the Take on ESPN 680-1057. One more segment to go. The mixtape is coming up here in just a second. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. And I guess, are you ready, Jack? I'm ready to just get into it. I mean, we've done the Governor's Cup thing. We'll have all the pre- and post-game coverage. We'll have the alley. We'll have all the nonsense. Strebel's going to be out there hanging out with BBN. Blankenbaker's going to do a cards up. Diener's going to do a trust fall. Biggest Biscuit's going to...
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna make some brisket. It's going to be dry. We're all going to make fun of him.
Yeah, say this is the worst I've ever had.
Puh, I'm going to spit it.
Patty Ice is going to shotgun some beers.
Patty Ice is just going to do a pregame show. Just never
He's going to talk sports, brother.
He's going to talk sports,
brother. Will Taylor Lynch have a shirt on?
Taylor Lynch will have
a
shirt off.
He will sing Scott Satterfield.
Making out with his fiance, buying a home, doing all of that at once.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day.
So it's going to be a fun time. We'll be tweeting out again as a reminder, all the pre- and post-game coverage and everything else. All right, let's dive into it. It's the mixtape. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. HightowerMens.com. HightowerMens.com to find out more there. Well, let's hit the open, Jack, and let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, Creano, let's go. Sound number one.
I just love this place because my wife is in a bikini.
Did Jack sing Dixieland Delight? That coming down as well at 437-9680.
I hope so.
I had the shaker.
I feel like Dino won. You know, I mean.
How? The guy doesn't have a job.
He lost. But he won a little battle. I mean, he told Chris, basically, give me a whole bunch of money or I'm going to turn you in. You're going to get in trouble and the team's going to suck as a result. And, you know, I mean, that's, you know, he told Chris, give me money or I'm going to sabotage you and the team. And so I don't.
Well, and he sabotaged himself. He's never going to work in NCAA again, probably.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Dino, he took the big loss, but I just feel like this is at least a consolation. I mean, I watched these guys playing and I'm thinking, oh, Dino's loving this.
I hope we're not going to hear a whole year of excuses for Mac. You know, and then he's out for these six games. So what? These are like powder puff teams. Give me a break. We're not playing Duke, you know. Come on, guys. I just hope we don't. I'm not saying you're doing it, but I hope we don't. Oh, it's excuse. And then all this analyzation of the game. Man, just get out there and play ball, man. Just ball. Quit always analyzing this, the pack line. I never even heard of the pack line until this guy comes along. What the heck's a pack line? Just play ball, man. Give me, I don't want these excuses. And I think that team's in some serious trouble.
Oh, wow. Then they won by 20. Keep them coming.
By the way, there it is on the mixtape. Diener, Malik, Process, Heisman, better school.
Yeah.
I knew it would get marked.
No, I mean.
But I feel like it's a relevant thing to
if
say.
If he were on Georgia's team right now, he'd be in the Heisman.
I thought.
That is absolutely true. You can make fun of something that is an absolute 100% accurate assessment of if he were putting up numbers like this on the number one team in the country, of course he
like,
would.
Like, it doesn't
be.
Feel like an insane take, honestly. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that yet. That's
take him to the ground and pound him. Take him to the ground and pound him.
I've told you my interpretation of L's down at this point. It doesn't mean anything to Louisville fans at all. It is rivalry virtue signaling.
Yeah.
It's just their way of saying to each other, yeah, I'm on the team.
Yes, I'm on the team.
We're on the same side here.
And well,
it's like when Christians used to make the sign of the fish in the dirt.
Oh, it's a haymaker.
That is a haymaker.
Oh,
when did they do that?
Oh, thousands of years ago.
Just nothing says sex in Florida more than Mark Stoops.
And speaking of lack of integrity, your Stoops to LSU and Stoops to Florida. Just stop it.
LSU and Florida would hire me before they would hire Mark Stoops.
Just stop that.
If you want to get, like, Stoops, if you want to raise.
Get your self-esteem somewhere else, too. To the fan that wants to spread that nonsense.
Yeah.
Go find your self-esteem somewhere else.
He went straight to the head Kentucky media and was like, put it out there.
Yeah, to get them feeling good about me.
Yeah.
You're welcome, BBN, for getting to play at 7:30.
right. Yeah.
Because that was all us.
Right.
That was all us that got you to 7:30.
No.
You know it. I know it.
Yeah.
I do not think Scott Satterfield is a very good football coach. And with some of the stuff and the way we lost games, I look at things now and I'm like, you know, we should have beat Wake Forest. You know, I look at that and I'm like, there's absolutely no excuse to me as to how we could lose a football game like that and then a coach come on in his press conference and tell everyone in the world, I thought we scored enough points to win, and he literally said he took his foot off the gas because he was trying to run the clock out. You know, if we beat Kentucky, you know, my eyes are saying we should have won three games that we lost, and games we lost where we had the lead.
Wait, now time out. So if they win, you're going to feel worse about Scott Satterfield?
He is not a good coach, Drew. And you look at it.
And clearly nothing is going to change your mind on that one.
No, I mean, there's absolutely. I mean, unless he could go back and win big games, Kentucky's turned out not to be a very good football team. I mean, face the fact on that, they're not very good. We're not very good. We're both average football teams, just like you said. If we win the game, we've won an average football game. I don't think Kentucky's better than anybody else we've played on our schedule, except for Duke and Syracuse. Always done is prove things.
Well, but I would think at least if you beat Kentucky, you can't feel worse about him. I mean, that's not, then there's no win scenario, because if he loses, you're going to feel worse about him. If he wins, you're going to feel worse about him. So this is a no win scenario.
It kind of is, and it's like that for a lot of people.
Oh, man. No win scenario.
Come on.
Whoa.
All right, keep them coming.
Kentucky got great name brand wins. Those name brands just happened to be having years that justified firing the head coaches of those programs.
Yeah. Chambers. It's embarrassing to lose to Kentucky football.
Still.
Go ask Dan Mullen. Go ask Coach O.
Go ask Grantham.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go ask the countless number of coaches that have gotten fired for losing to Kentucky in
and
the SEC.
No coach batted an eyelash. No coach complained one bit. After firing, after losing to the University of Kentucky.
No, it's the final death nail.
I would love to see Louisville win for no other reason than to expose how thin and fraudulent that UK program is. If you remember, the last time that we beat them, the late night tweets from the players about how the coaches don't care about anybody but themselves,
mm-hmm.
The infighting, you know, Stoops has this deal where whenever things get tough, he's got those four cream puffs scheduled every year. So, okay, they have a big blowout the next day, the next week, and everything's good. But, I mean, you know, his entire program is built on Vince Morrow recruiting and scheduling cream puffs to keep the players happy. And if they face any diversity, you notice they implode almost immediately.
Oh, I love it. I love that guy. Love that guy. Keep him coming.
Kentucky fans all year have talked about how garbage Louisville is, and they're underdogs. They're underdogs in this game.
Yes.
So that tells you that right now, neither of them is that special. Neither of them are that special right now.
I would have bet anything the chestiness of we're going to come in there and beat Louisville was going to move that line to 0.5 immediately. I even got on here and I said, I dare you. I double dog dare you to bet on your team. And you know what they did? They ran.
That means Kentucky fans are all just emotionally hedging bets.
It's true. People's getting mad.
Where's the 529 plans and the 401ks getting bet on Kentucky? With you're getting points, and the line grew from 2 to 2.5.
You do understand that more than just Kentucky and Louisville fans bet on that game.
I understand.
That probably has zero effect.
We're talking about the entire retirement savings, mortgages, equity lines that they said that they would bet on, that they would use to wager for Kentucky against Louisville, and it's not happening because that's what I heard all summer.
It's embarrassing to lose to Kentucky football.
Still.
Go ask Dan Mullen. Go ask.
Odds, they will be stomping on the bird pregame.
Okay.
What are your prop bets for pregame shenanigans for Kentucky?
Oh, 100%.
They're 100% stop on the bird.
Even money. He always has his dudes out there doing something stupid.
So, no, James won't. James will get on the post game afterwards and he'll say, well, that's what Kentucky football does. They always let us down. That you don't have any, you don't have to answer for anything like Louisville Ryan does, because we have an ounce of integrity in our program.
Oh, you killed him. Jackie killed him. He's on the ground. Jackie's dying.
Integrity.
You know what? Since it's Kentucky Louisville, and since I like James, if you want to listen to James cry after the game, he'll be doing the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife pregame show. They'll have the postgame show over there, so check that out if you want to. I'll probably call.
It'll be a good show to call.
I know.
It'll be a great show. I don't know, man. He gets spicy, man. When
he does get angry.
He gets spicy when he, like I said, it's like, James,
I'm trying to
get him.
I don't
even know who you are.
BBN's being a little mean.
No, they're not.
No, they're
worried. We're lying in
they're
the
worried.
Weeds.
No, you're lying.
We're lying,
you're
in, the
lying
weeds.
In the weeds.
Ratings a pounce.
Really?
At 10:30. And then it's on. Actually, before that, we're pouncing
at 10:30.
We're pouncing at the stadium. We're showing out at the stadium, and we're going to pounce. No, let Louisville talk. Let him talk.
He's going to have goons out, isn't he?
Oh,
Zach?
Yeah.
He's going to be in midfield with dudes grabbing crotch. He's going to have goons out.
If there's one game that Mark Stoops will have them ready for, it's this one. It's the
Seth. Maybe not Tennessee.
Seth's not built for this hate, Andy. Seth is not. Stoops is built for this hate. Seth is not. Seth's a little meek little mouse. He's on the track. Well, we're going to love him. No. This is the rivalry, Satterfield. This is the Governor's Cup.
He's going, Jack.
Your little visor's not built for this. So get ready, Satterfield. I'm strong on that take, that he doesn't have the gumption to get his team fired up and ready to go the way Kentucky does. They weren't ready 2 years ago. They're already trotting out the tum-tum excuses. Well, I hope it's through our team now. I hope we're over it at this point. Blanket Baker's already asking, the flu? Who's sick? What's wrong? They're already setting themselves up for failure. I cannot wait,
Jack, do you
until
agree
November
with that?
27.
Well, hey, I want to...
Seth's a little meek little mouse.
Oh, Lord.
I can't imagine a Kentucky fan doesn't want to play the game. Why would they not want to play the game?
I don't know.
I think they do want to play the game.
Because we're not Akron? That was the last time we played Ohio State, too. I think we went for two and lost by one. Yeah. Kirk Herbstreit was the quarterback, and they've never played us again either, by the way.
Yeah.
Ohio State, because we took them to the wire,
and so
Ohio State said, no more Louisville. We can't do that anymore. And that's the scheduling around the myth that I'm talking about that Kentucky continues on.
Scheduling around the myth. What do you mean when you say that sentence?
When you don't want people to know the truth, you schedule around the myth. When Louisville almost beats Ohio State, never put them on the schedule again because you got to schedule around the myth. If you look at Ohio State's schedule, and until recently, they've changed their philosophy. Ohio they used to just beat the MAC and then play the Big Ten schedule.
Yeah.
Drew, I apologize. I left my tinfoil at home.
I mean, he's talking about a decades-old game. Like, there's still... Mark, nobody thinks about your team. Nobody likes you. Nobody cares about your freaking football team. You're nothing. Ohio State, Ryan Day does not care about Scott Satterfield.
It's like when somebody finally realizes that they've been lied to. And then
what are
and,
you talking
and
about?
And then the Kentucky fans are like, mean? Oh my God, our
Kentucky
our
fans
schedule?
Understand their non-conference schedule.
Not
crap
on Twitter, they don't. No, they don't.
See, you guys that think Twitter's the real world, got to get your ass out of there.
You got to talk to people like in the real world. There's still people that
two asses, you're three be, now in the first.
You're gonna
10
you're
minutes.
Gonna go. You're gonna talk to people that are like, well, schedule's not better than Kentucky's. They just played Syracuse and Duke. Like they didn't just play
you
Vanderbilt.
You're going to curse today,
Vanderbilt and New Mexico State.
Yeah.
Kentucky has 14 straight wins over non-conference opponents. What a record.
Yeah,
14 straight.
That's...
Well, when you're paying Sister Mary for the School of Blind and Deaf, St. Margaret
right.
Mary, I don't even think they have any kind of a team. You're playing,
Louisville
Eastern. I mean, really, you're playing Ohio, Akron. Give
I mean,
me
that,
break.
Listen, if you're give playing a team from the MAC, that's a step up.
Louisville's part of that 14 straight. Do they not get that? Is that like, do they miss that? That they're part of the 14 straight? So they're with them.
I can't stop them, Jack. It's
Kentucky fans have been able to do that for the past, 3 years?
Yeah, because it wasn't even a game last year.
It wasn't a game last year. Their president forfeited.
Yeah.
You know, that should go down in the record book, right? You know?
Stop it.
Well, did they play in a bowl game? Did they play in a bowl game?
Yeah.
They could play in a bowl game, but they couldn't play Louisville. I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
It's funny that, you know, Blanket Baker wanted to talk about bowl games, where his team opted to not play in one. Cowards. I mean, they opted to not play in a bowl game because no one wanted to play for Satterfield anymore.
Well,
Tutu and Dez were done. And so was that running back to quit too. Javian Hawkins quit too. So, no, I don't want to hear about Blanket in bowl games.
It's a good retort by you.
Because this team quit and said, no, we don't want to play a bowl game. We're tired. We don't want to play anymore. It's cold outside. It's December and it's cold. I don't want to hear from those cowards.
Because if you listen to Kentucky fans this week, it's like there's a lot of this where it's like, the last time you all played an SEC team, you just got run. But then they use the SEC as also a reason why they schedule like cowards. So you can't use it as a strength and then tell me that you schedule Akron because the SEC's tough. Like, you're either strong or you're not. Like,
there's,
I'm trying to figure
one
out where
really
you are.
Really good way to determine the better team in this rivalry. They play each other.
I know.
So that's it.
Thank you, Drew.
That's it. That's
Let's
all.
Go.
Thank you, Drew.
Well, there's so much misinformation.
You got to have sleeper cells on both sides.
So much, I mean, fake news and like just total omission of data and all this other stuff.
Not that you ever do anything.
Why would I do that? No, I don't need to. I have the strength of schedule from Sagarin, and I can outline how much better the Louisville schedule was than the Kentucky schedule, even though Kentucky is in the SEC.
There he goes.
S-E-C.
See, I'm not sure I can do it. Winter and this Blanket
I'm
Baker.
Just telling you.
That and Louisville are pointing to like these percentages and these numbers now. Those are inflated fake numbers because you played bums all season. You were able to put up good numbers against crap teams, and it's making you feel good like a security blanket. It's not a real thing. It's all built on a house of sand, and that's all it is. And it's going to get exposed on Saturday.
What was the one that came out yesterday that had Louisville?
It was fake news.
I have no idea.
All these fake narratives. No, your ass fake narratives. That's what it was. It was a fake narrative on the Louisville spot. That you had a better strength than schedule, Kentucky. Fake ass narrative lies. I mean, so there you go, Blank. I mean, you're gonna write ESPN a strongly worded letter about how their numbers are fake and it's controlled by Kyle Tucker and Jerry Tipton and Mark Story and Eli Capiluto and Mitch Barnhart and Mark Stoops and Vince Barrow. Louisville fans, you didn't play anybody. You bums sat there with the all-clown conference and tried to pretend that you had a better schedule, and I just proved it, and that was ESPN, strength of schedule, Arkansas number one, eat it.
I love Elsdown. There was a guy that came in, he texted me into the studio in the summer and said, if Louisville wins 5 games, I'll bet you $5,000. I said, I'll take it right now. We'll put it in escrow. And then I never heard from him again. Chirp, chirp, chirp until I accept the bet. And then all of a sudden it's gone.
Text says, can you get Buzz Baker on with Blank? Absolutely not this week. No way. Uh-uh. Nope. Not doing it. Not doing it. I will have to rein him in
well, Buzz
on my
used
own.
That he uses that thing where the Kentucky being on Louisville's football schedule validated the program.
It's just not,
because he used it against people who are unprepared.
Yeah,
he used it against people who are unprepared and aren't familiar with what their schedule in 1994 or whatever it was. And Kentucky won that first game. But, like, they don't, you know, the schedule that Louisville was playing at that time, they were an independent. They're playing freaking everybody. Yeah,
Texas,
it was Howard.
Texas A&M, Tennessee, you know, Pitt, West Virginia, you name it.
Everybody.
They played them.
You hear that? That's semi-heartbreaking.
I give the nod to Kentucky in a close game. I mean, several times, I think three times this season, Louisville has blown fourth quarter leads. They just don't seem to be able to win those close games. I think they've won three. I mean, they've lost three by like a combined 10 points.
They just haven't had crowds. Now, you know, with them beating two cream puffs like Duke and Syracuse, maybe that's added a little bit more enthusiasm and excitement to their fan base and is giving them a little bit more false hope when it comes to this game. So maybe they'll have a little bit more of a showing this with you know, this Saturday. But, you know, blue always gets in. You know, we know that when it comes to basketball, football, baseball, badminton, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Blue's
Justin Jeffries is a honk.
Hell yeah.
It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. Jackie boy, keep them coming.
I just want to set the record straight. Like, they can make the SEC argument all they want. Even the strength of the schedule argument isn't really in their favor this year. And they can enjoy their recent success over us and hide behind their default egg avatar accounts on Twitter or be scared to come to the stadium and leave their little cubbies in Lexington. But I think they know and we know Louisville has reached greater heights as an athletic program across the board, and Louisville's a better city. So thank you for letting me share that.
I think that's the mic drop.
Wow. Right?
You know who that was, right?
Who was it?
Mario Benavides.
No, that's my guy.
Oh, there you go.
That's my guy, Mario B. Right. Man, that's the mic drop. Little Phil Baker. Little Phil Baker on a
mic
Friday. By the way, Missouri just got torched for like a 50-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Your boy Dinky.
Surely that's Beatty's fault. The defense gave up that touchdown.
No, Beatty could have got his third and
he fell down. Yeah, the turf monster got him. Keep him coming.
I would watch Alabama-Auburn. I would watch Ohio
State. You will watch
Alabama-Auburn. Well, no, I won't. I'll be at the alley chilling.
Mark Blankenbaker, live from Alley.
Live from Alley.
Mark Blankenbaker, live from Alley.
Not the Alley, just Alley.
Mark Blankenbaker, live from Alley.
All right, well, first off,
Talk sports, damn it!
First off, that we got a text for that in the first hour, completely dismissing the fact we bookended the entire hour with sports. We got an angry texter about saying,
it's the week of the rivalry game, and you guys are talking about baseball or whatever. We were talking about in the first hour. Dollar Tree or some crap like that, damn it.
Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah, closing one.
Lord, Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Lord, God, Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. I'm sorry, please don't be offended. I cannot get that out of my head every time I hear that.
It does kind of have the same sort of...
It absolutely has the same cadence.
Wow!
Good morning. It's Thanksgiving week, and I'm thankful to be in studio here with Drew Diener for the Drew Diener Show. Isn't that great?
Yeah, about 110 days of darkness, Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
Days.
What are you thankful for?
That 110 days from now, we'll start acting right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I hate jackets. I hate pullovers.
Yeah.
I hate gloves. I have to buy gloves every year because I think I'm so happy I don't have to use them more. I throw them away.
Just toss them.
I have no idea. The dog's eating a glove right now. Good, eat it. I don't ever want to wear them. I hate them. I hate cold weather gear. I hate the grayness. So I think this is going to be the worst winter ever for me.
Wow.
I don't like wearing a quarter zip. I hate it. And I really hate jackets. I really, really hate jackets.
They're really kind of cumbersome and they restrict your movement.
It's awful.
I understand.
It's awful.
But
no, I'm in the wrong state. I got a few more years left in this state, and then I'm getting my ass out of here.
In the
winter. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to get out of town.
Yeah,
snowbird.
Yeah.
Maybe
hopefully
a few more years and be able to kind of be a snowbird.
Yeah, that's my hope that I can be. Yeah, or I'll just be a beach bum, one or the other. Max, what happened to your dad, Max? I don't know. He left and went south and never came back.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. So
are you thankful for that? Like that maybe you have that coming up?
Shut up.
They know they can get on the court and play a C game against New Albany and beat them by 25.
Did you just say New Albany?
No, I said Albany. Did I say New Albany? I may have said New Albany.
I think they you might did. I'm going to pull up the stream.
I probably did. They might as well have been playing New Albany High School. The Big Blue Wall has been kind of a false advertisement.
I went downstairs, and then I just discovered a palace of poop downstairs. That's all there was. Poop everywhere.
By the way, do you think I'm going to let the take restrict my life?
Absolutely
not.
I'm not saying it's going to restrict
not.
Your life.
You can
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying you're getting it
Other
off.
People in this building can do that. I'm not doing that. I'm living my best life at the Alley on Saturday. I'll be there from 4:30 to 5:30 broadcasting live. And if they want to try to steal your happiness with the Eagles or something like that, don't let them steal your joy. Don't let them take away. Because as soon as Andy knows that you like something, he's like, oh, you like XYZ. Let me rub your nose in it until you hate it. Hell no, man. I'm not doing that. I love Louisville. I love the Alley. Okay. We're going to love this.
I cannot do this for another 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Let's do it. Let's go. They want to get out of the bet. They're totally welcome to. Basically, the terms are you can get out of the bet for $75. Right now, you can save $25, but I get to name a horse in Arapahoe Stables for Dan Issel.
For $25?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
No, the cheapest naming rights of all time.
Because name it.
No.
Dan loves Lamar.
Wait a minute. You bet Dan Issel $100, and your offer is you can pay me $75 before the game.
But Pratt also can get out for $75. It's for $50.
Okay, so for $50.
Yeah.
And they're assuming the loss here, which is a game that pretty much a 50-50 game. Mm-hmm. That $50 is going to get you naming rights to a horse that's going to embarrass the owner.
Dad loves Lamar.
Please go win the game for the love of God.
No, first of all, I'm not getting out of the bet because I believe Kentucky will win. I don't know how, but I think,
stay positive.
But I think Kentucky will win.
No, Dan, be chesty, Dan.
And secondly, here's a guy who is so mentally unstable that he drives to Duke to watch a college football game. You think I'm going to let a guy like that name a horse?
Name a horse. And Dan loves Lamar, no less.
You know, and Lamar is maybe I do love Lamar. I particularly like him doing flips into the end zone, so that he has to miss a couple of practices. And they say, "Oh, he didn't hurt his hip. He's ill. That's why he missed a couple of practices." Well, guess what? He's ill this week and missed a game. How many times during a regular season is he going to get ill? So no, that will never happen.
So that's his go-to, Jack. Jack, and it works every time.
Yeah. If Kentucky loses, he's giving
they're not
you,
losing.
He's giving you. There it is.
They're
he's,
not losing.
He's, there you go. He's giving us the gem.
I've been saying that all week. They have better players. They have better coaches. They're not losing the football game. Oh yeah, Blake. He just tweeted me. Scott,
I don't want to be a part of you and Blake's. I hope he did not send me. Am I attached
to
this?
No, just me.
Okay, thank God.
He tweeted out,
you guys.
Scott Satterfield is not built for this. At Jay Strebel 82 on the radio right now discussing the Governor's Cup. I'll retweet it, Blake. I'll help you. Satterfield is not built for this. He wasn't built for it 2 years ago. He wasn't built for it last year. He ain't built for it this year.
He's not built for this,
Jack. He's not built for it.
Mediocre football that the country
the rivalry
doesn't know is happening on
they
Saturday
he's
night.
Not bu- if he's not built for it here, how do you think he's going to be built for it at South Carolina or anywhere else that he wanted to go other than Louisville? He's not built for this. He's not a big-time football coach. He's an App State coach with a mediocre Power 5 job. That's what he is. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh.
Let's go, Brandon. Bottoms up and L's down.
The football game, here's what happens. I already told you. Louisville wins the game on Saturday night. James Strebel and the postgame show, they get on there, fans call in, and they go, hey, this is just how Kentucky football goes.
You have been all over that.
Yeah.
Tell me again how great their offensive line is with Bach and Bums. The bump happened, and they're reveling in it, and they're going to get smacked in the face with reality. The bump is fake, and you're all going to figure that out on Saturday. The bump.
Same
got
texter.
The bump.
Can we please, though, just say the team up the road for tonight's show? Like, whenever we say it. And then also, for the callers and texters, can you just please refer to them as the team up the road? I don't even want to say their name today.
Oh,
Kroger, wow. U-Scan, Pickpack Field.
Lexganistan.
In Lexganistan, yes.
Guys, it's Louisville match point.
Oh.
24-21, it's Louisville match point.
Look at how he's intense.
He's into it. This is great.
They have battled back.
Come on.
All right. You want to do a play-by-play?
Come on. Come on. Let's go! Let's go!
The number one team in the nation.
Let's go!
Louisville volleyball.
ACC champions.
That's right.
Let's go!
Big time. Move to 27-0. Beat number three Pitt for the second time this year. A national championship threat, no doubt. Well done, ladies.
That's fantastic.
Coach, your secondary had some struggles early on, but of course the offenses that you guys faced in the beginning of the season was like murderer's row. So that can be expected.
This game tonight.
Please.
One more in the NFL. I'm not even sure I
Please
can
stop
utter
for the take.
Quick.
Knew they weren't great last year in basketball, right? And I looked James Strebel right in his eye after that game. He was crushed. It crushes them to lose that basketball game. It bothers them. Like a piece of them die every time we win that basketball game.
That's a good point.
And that's why I'm like, no, give me that all day.
Why? He's 8-3. That bum squad is 6-5. You go out and lose to that dork, then what else he's going to go? He just lost to Louisville? Ugh. An ACC team? His biggest rival? Ugh.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. You were a complete embarrassment this morning. I mean, an embarrassment. Taylor Swift memes. How old are you? What the hell are you doing? I mean, this is a man's sport. This ain't Taylor Swift. Are you 12? My daughter likes Taylor Swift. She's 7.
Man.
She'd use a Taylor Swift meme. She's 7. There are adults in the room.
It's a man's sport.
This will be Stoops. I'll never get to leave. They'll never want me again because of Bob Satterfield. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, Missouri just threw another pick, I think. Oh, how many do we have? Bonus
Last
hour
one.
Next. Last one. Good job, Jackie boy. We'll have the podcast up shortly. All the pre- and post-game coverage coming up tomorrow. Don't get into a fight at the stadium.
Please
don't. Enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Go to the alley. Throw an L's down at Diener. Do what you got to do. We're out of here. Bonus hour coming up next.
His ass better win Saturday. If he wins on Saturday and leaves, God bless you. I don't blame you for taking LSU. I won't be mad at all. No, win this effing game.
You'll be mad.
No, I will not be. I will not.
You'll be
mad.
You'll be something.
If he leaves, I'll be fine. It's whatever. I'll be like Mitch Barnhart. Get your booty in gear and get a coach.
Neil Brown.
Not Neil Brown. Not named Neil Brown. But Stoops better win Saturday. Because if that bum loses Saturday, you know exactly what's going to happen. Everyone's like,
Mark,
what's going to happen. It's going to be, well, he was too focused on getting other jobs. He didn't have his team ready to go. He better be ready for that smoke because all that smoke's coming. It's already started.